Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This was the week the market stopped speaking in hypotheticals. We got hard signals on which agent strategies survive contact with reality, how much incumbent software revenue is actually exposed, and where compliance is about to go from background noise to budget line item. If you've been waiting for the pilot to production era to produce a verdict, it just did. And it's much less flattering to complexity than the platform vendors would like. Let's get into it. Forrester dropped a number this week that deserves a moment of silence. 79% of enterprises have adopted AI agents in some form. Only 31% are running them in production. Do the math and you land on a rough headline. 88% of agent pilots never make it out of the lab. Then Gartner piles on, warning that over 40% of agentic AI projects will be canceled outright by end of 2027. That is not a market with a tooling gap. That is a market with an operational reality gap. And the pattern isn't subtle anymore. DIY converts worst, because you inherit everything. Data integration, orchestration, governance, identity, testing, exception handling, all the ugly edge cases that vendor demos never show. Platforms sit in the middle. Vertical SaaS with agents embedded converts best. Not because the models are magical, but because somebody else already paid the complexity tax before you arrived. The winning pattern right now is narrow, purpose-built, pre-governed systems. Not sprawling multi-agent theater. Not giant choose-your-own-framework stacks. The enterprise market keeps trying to sell complexity as sophistication. The production numbers say the opposite. The data already answered the question. Pick a camp accordingly. Now, Gartner also put a dollar figure on something I've been calling the railroad company problem. You know the type. Businesses whose moat depends on customers believing the system is too complex, too regulated, or too risky to rethink. Gartner's number for how much enterprise application software spend is at risk from agentic AI? $234 billion. That number matters because of who reads it. When I say legacy software is vulnerable, that's an argument. When Gartner says $234 billion is exposed, that becomes a boardroom discussion. CFOs start asking a very different question. Which contracts are we renewing because they're still necessary? And which because nobody has challenged the seat license logic yet? The logic is the thing. If agents start executing workflows that humans previously needed full software seats to perform, the seat model weakens. Not everywhere, not instantly. The incumbents will defend themselves the way incumbents always do. Bundling, compliance packaging, procurement friction, and lots of messaging about trust. The railroad companies had lobbyists too. The near-term move for business owners isn't to rip out your stack in a fit of enthusiasm. It's to audit your stack with fresh eyes. Look hardest at software where humans are mostly just clicking through a process an agent can learn to execute. CRM seats. Service desk tooling. Workflow modules inside larger suites. That's where I'd start. All right, something actually impressed me this week. Anthropic's Claude Sonnet 4.5. Bigger context window, lower latency, more requests per minute at the same cost, and roughly 25% lower infrastructure spend for enterprise deployments. I care less about the AI coworker framing than I do about the math. The math is what makes deployments live or die. Here's why this hits differently for me. In October 2025, I built a sales intelligence system that worked, but it took 3 LLMs, over 100 nodes, 37 minutes per run, and constantly smacked into rate limits. 30% faster and meaningfully cheaper isn't a model release footnote. It changes viability. If you ran the numbers 6 months ago and your agent use case looked too expensive or too slow to justify, run them again. Some ideas that were previously early are now economically sane. Now for the sleeper story of the week. NIST is moving toward formal guidance on agent identity management. Who authorized this agent to do what systems it can touch, when that access expires, how it gets audited. Regulators and standards bodies do not draft blueprints for technologies still safely trapped in innovation theater. They do it when deployments are happening fast enough, and messily enough, to create risk. That should sober you up. Here's the complication, though. The moment NIST formalizes this, the enterprise vendors I've been criticizing gain a very marketable new weapon. Compliance is where they know how to print margin. Expect a wave of NIST-aligned agent identity announcements inside a quarter of final guidance dropping. Some of those offerings will be useful. Some will be old access control machinery with a fresh AI wrapper and a premium invoice. Either way, if your team cannot clearly document who authorized an agent to take a specific action, don't wait for the audit to ask first. Finally, MemGraphRag out of the research world. Shared memory multi-agent architecture with compelling benchmark numbers on retrieval latency and multi-hop reasoning. This is not a paper I dismiss as a science fair project, but I'm also not handing out production trophies for benchmark wins. The code is open, the paper is public, the architecture looks viable. So why hasn't a regulated domain engineering team shipped it publicly yet? Because the bottleneck has shifted from raw technical possibility to organizational readiness. Governed knowledge graphs, access controls, data stewardship, internal ownership, the usual suspects. If I were building a serious agent system with multi-hop memory requirements, this is exactly what I'd be stress testing right now. Not because it's proven yet, but because it looks like the architecture most likely to matter once the organizations catch up. One thing I want you to take away from this week: a compliance blueprint isn't the beginning of a category. It shows up after the category has escaped the lab and started creating liabilities. The agents are already here, in enough quantity, with enough access, that the standards people felt compelled to step in. Define your own standard for agent identity now, because if you don't, someone with a quota is going to define it for you. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.